Welcome to the Diary of a Conversationist podcast. This podcast is hosted by Osarewe Amaewo. This podcast focuses on inspiring you through words of wisdom, love, for the sole purpose of self-development and self-mastery. So with each conversation, you'll be learning more about developing yourself, about understanding yourself, about being more aware of yourself, and how best to make the most of your life. Welcome once again. Hello there, how are you? How is your day going? Welcome to the month of May, although today's 11th. This month has started, and it's been quite, interesting. Started off on a very high note for me. Attended some conferences, met with some amazing, incredible people that are doing amazing stuff in their various fields of endeavor. So it has been an incredible month for me. A very incredible month for me because I've been learning new things. And so part of the new things I've learned is what I'm going to share with you guys today. So I'm pretty much excited about what I'm sharing today. So I'm talking about the power of questions. The power of questions. And I know that someone listening to me right now might just be wondering, why is she talking about questions? I'm coming to the point where I'm realizing that the quality of my life is highly dependent on the kind of questions or the quality of questions I choose to ask myself on a consistent basis. The quality of questions, the quality of my life is highly dependent on the quality of questions I choose to ask myself. And I'm also realizing that questions are the currency for the future. And to be future ready, I must be willing to ask myself quality questions, because the quality of questions create the quality of my life. I know that right now, a lot is happening. Trust me, the stock market is down, currently down. The crypto market is currently down. In the country where I live, Nigeria, as of now, our inflation rate is so high, and lots of people are getting, there's the great resignation. Lots of people are dropping out of their jobs, venturing into new businesses and struggling with it, lots of people lost loved ones. Life is just happening. I recently heard a term from someone I was having a conversation with earlier the week. She said, life is just lifing. Life is just lifing. So, but in spite and despite of that, right? You can use question as a powerful tool to regulate your focus, because where your focus goes, energy flows to that direction. I know you're asking, why exactly are you, why talk about questions? How does this, relate to me? Get to the heart of the matter. Life in itself, the great UK, the great Ubon King, of blessed memories, he would say that life comprises of mountains and valleys, and so in between two mountains is a valley. So basically, there's joy and there's, you know, sadness about life. There's just, it's, you know, the yin and yang thing, you know, the time where you are excited, you're joyful. There's also the time where, you know, things are just happening not as you had expected, you know, rejection, you know, loss of a loved one, like I mentioned earlier, you know, different things just happening. And at that point, sometimes people are quick to ask, why me? Why is this happening to me? What am I doing wrong? You know, people are quick to... And the bad thing about... I say bad, but... not necessarily bad. But the thing with having to not regulate your focus with the right questions is that if you stay too long in that state of asking yourself, why me? Why is this happening to me? You know, why? I don't understand, God, why? you would just, you know, become sad, bitter, angry, vengeful, pity party, self-pity. In that state where you are basking in a whole lot, you know, of negative emotions, you won't be able to move past it. It's okay that, you know, things happen with that are outside of our control, but there's still something in that equation that you can control, which is yourself. So as my manner is, you know, I like to give stories. And so I had read a story about a man in the time of the Nazis that had lost his entire family. These Jewish guys, the Nazis guys, they came to his home. They just, you know, took him and his family members, you know, they led them like a herd of cows. And took them to the concentration camp. On getting to the concentration camp, right before his eyes, they shot every single member of his family and just leaving this guy. Can you imagine what would possibly be happening in the head of this guy? I don't want to imagine it. But, you know, he has lost his wife, his son, his, you know, and it was just... And so, for a while, he was, you know, human emotion, just not so happy about the situation. But a day came and he said to himself, how do I escape from this place alive? How do I leave this place alive? That became the question he started asking himself. He could have, you know, turned it in the negation and said, Lord, why me? What did I do to deserve this? I've been a good man. I've never wronged anyone. You know, the thing about life is, you don't necessarily have to be just evil for stuff that you didn't plan for to happen to you. Haven't you had days that, you know, you left your house, you know, you turned on the ignition of your car, everything sounded right and perfect, and for no reason, somehow you started hearing sounds in the car. And let's just say, for instance, you know, just try to, okay, I'll try and fix this. Well, probably the ignition goes out. Did you plan for that? No. Oh, let me give you another interesting one. If you're a parent, right? And your parent to toddlers, trust me, those guys, they perform amazing miracles. Toddlers, oh my God, they can rip stuff apart, they don't even care. They can, you know, use crayons to write on the walls, break stuff, you know, take their baby, you know, formulation, you know, open the can, pour it out on something, just, you know, just create mishap. I'm just giving you like everyday instances. Or you're at work and you're trying so hard to meet up with a deadline and you get a call from home saying that your mom has been diagnosed, let's say, a liver condition. And here you are trying to keep up your A game. And so I'm just giving instances that life every day happens. At that point, you have the choice to like, oh my God, why me? Why is this happening to me? What have I done to deserve it? You know, who did I? If you're a Nigerian, trust me, does this thing that Nigerians feel like if something went wrong, somebody's trying to, you know, I can't really explain it, but it's a Nigerian thing though. Someone is after them when things go wrong. It's just some certain beliefs. You know what beliefs are, you know? So people just believe that when things are just going a certain way, somebody's after you. In fact, there's a word for it. It's called village people. So for my international audience, what that means is a community is after you. Your kinsmen are after you. They are hell-bent on making your life miserable. That's what that slang village people means, right? And so if things happen just that way, you're like, oh my God, village people. You know, every Nigerian understands that. And so back to the subject matter of questions. As an entrepreneur, you know what, we're in the season of the great resignation. Lots of people are, you know, like, I can do better, I can go out there, you know, which is good. Because, you know, as more businesses, more innovation come up, you know, lots of people have been catered for, lots of services have been provided, you know, just making the human experience better and grander. So it's a good thing, you know, to start up businesses, to provide solutions to problems, or, you know, create innovative ways or disruptive ways to, you know, serve humanity better. So it's a good thing. And so let's just say you're new into the entrepreneurial space, and you begin to see the lots of stress, hassle, you know, struggle that comes with working, you know, creating or building something from the scratch. And it's becoming the person, right? So at that point you're like, I would use an Nigerian term again. Who sent me? So for my international audience, if you don't understand what who sent me is how did I get myself into this? That's what it means. Who sent me? How did I get myself into this mess? That's it. And so, with all these cases or that I've analyzed with you, you see, you're almost tempted to ask yourself, why me? How did I get myself here? What is wrong with me? I'm disappointed. I'm pained. It's okay to, you know, feel those emotions. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to feel that way. But what I am saying is, do not dwell there for so long. Because if you're there for so long in that state, that negative state, you won't be able to create or pull yourself out of that situation. So back to the story of the guy that was in the, you know, concentration camp. He, remember from the story I started sharing earlier, that his entire family has been killed right in his very presence. And for a while, he was sad. But one day came, he asked himself, how do I get out of this place alive? And so he said that to his old fellow, you know, men in the concentration camps. Like, how did we get out of this place alive? And so some of them said to him, why try to attain the unattainable? Why try to, you know, give yourself false hope? Why try to think that it's even possible? Just pray that, you know, your days are long here, that it doesn't get to your time at some point, that they keep taking other people instead of you, killing other people instead of you. And just till the day your time comes, just enjoy the time you have whilst you're here, because there's no way out. As I say this, I think about how so many of us, we've let our, you know, somehow let dreams, our goals, our aspirations just go because somewhere we've been disappointed before, somewhere we made mistakes, somehow, you know, we failed at something and we don't even allow ourselves to want to believe that we can try again. And so this guy, he refused to succumb to what the other men were saying. He just kept telling himself, I may not know how, but I know there's a way to get out of this place alive. And so he kept asking himself, how do I get out of this alive? How do I get out of this alive? How do I get out of this place alive? And that's something I call holy curiosity. Trust me, it's my own coinage. It's nowhere. It's my own coinage. It's that curiosity, that desire, that, you know, wanting to know something. You know, you just keep ruminating in about a thing in the recesses of your mind. And from nowhere, I believe that, you know, I've had those experiences a couple of times. You know, thinking about something and just, you know, keep it somewhere in my mind. And all of a sudden, one day, I'm not even thinking about it consciously, and I feel like an answer comes to my mind, like, boom! And I execute something called intuitive action. Like, you just know you should do it this way, right? So one day, whilst the guy was in the concentration camp, his eyes just, you know, looked at the truck, and he saw that they were piling dead bodies. And something clicked in his mind that this is the way out of this place. He did not share that information with, you know, those naysayers that told him that he couldn't get out of place, right? And so he just waited till it was a bit of, you know, dark, and he entered into the truck that was filled with a pile of dead bodies. Can you imagine how filthy, stinky those decomposing bodies were? He stayed. He ripped his clothes apart and stayed there like he was dead, and hoping that nobody would notice his motions while he was, you know, in the pile of the dead bodies. And so, in the middle of the night, he started the engines, they drove somewhere, and they stopped. And he was wondering, oh my god, what's gonna happen now? What's gonna happen now? So, he realized from the conversations, he realized that they had gotten to like a burial ground where they wanted to just, you know, throw all the dead bodies in, like they've like dug a big hole, wanted to throw all the dead bodies in. And so the guys that were meant to do that were already tired, so like, okay, let's just rest a bit. And so that was a saving grace, you know. And so he, in that point, at that point there, he waited till the middle of the night, then got out of that truck and ran 25 miles stark naked. He ran to his freedom. But you see, it all started from the question, how do I get out of this camp alive? How do I? He asked empowering questions. So my question to you today, my listener, what kind of questions are you asking yourself? For that business person that, you know, you're having a downtime in business, are you in that state where you're asking yourself, what am I doing wrong? Why am I not getting it right? What is wrong with me? Why do I always always partner with the wrong persons? That's the wrong question, my dear. The question you should be asking yourself as a business person is, what do I need to do to turn this around? Who do I need to talk to turn this around? Who can be of help to me to turn this thing I'm going through in my business around? Currently, the stock market is down. Currently, it's May 2022, the stock market is down. The crypto market is down. And trust me, a lot of people have lost tons of money, right? But do you know that despite this loss in the market, there's still people asking themselves, okay, what should I invest in right now? They're not trying to hoard their money to say, no, this is not the time to invest. No, there are people still out there asking themselves, where do I invest right now? What can I leverage on right now? Yeah. You know, what do I need to leverage on right now? What can I leverage on right now? You know, for that person in a relationship and you're having so much turbulence, it might be that you're asking yourself disempowering questions like, what if I commit right now to this person and I miss out? What if there's someone else better out there? You're having conflicts in your relationships. You're not trying to resolve it because you feel there's someone else better out there. You know, the grass is always greener on the other side. You see, sometimes these same people destroy, you know, those people think like this, they destroy their relationship just because of the kind of questions they're asking themselves. So what kind of questions are you asking yourself? Are you asking yourself, how come she's always behaving like this? How come he's always behaving like this? Why does she not appreciate me? Why does he not appreciate me? You know, so many wrong questions, disempowering questions. But the thing with asking yourself questions that empower you is that it brings you to a place where you get answers and solutions. It brings you irreplaceable resource, which is valuable answers and solutions. Questions will determine everything you do in life. Form your ability, your creativity, your relationship, and even to your finances. Questions will. So, beloved, like Iyanla Van Zandt will say, beloved. I like how she says it. You must be willing to ask yourself empowering questions. So today, you know, I have a couple of questions. Very basic, but I think you would find them useful. You know why? Because I believe that you have the ability to design a life worthy of you by simply leveraging on the power of questions. Do you even know that you can question limiting beliefs with questions? Because you can use questions to create uncertainty and limiting beliefs. I think that's another topic for another day. So let me not try to go into that. But yeah, a couple of questions, you know, I have written down that I think you'll find helpful. First question is, who do I spend my time with? What do I spend my time with? You see, that question seems simple, but it will help you identify your values, right? Scripture, that's the Bible. I am Christian, so I like to, you know, talk about biblical principles. Scripture says that where a man's treasure is, dead heart will be. Who and what you spend your time with is a reflection of what you value. So you see why that is important. So asking yourself, who do I spend my most time with? Who do I spend my, what do I spend my time with? Helps you see what you value. And the important thing about value is that they are like, I call them like code of conduct. They're like the principles that guide your life, it's like the operating system of your life. It is there subconsciously, but it is running the affairs of your life consciously. So by just simply asking yourself, what do I spend my time with? Who do I spend my time with? You're able to discern some of your values. The next question is, what am I grateful for? And who am I grateful for? So the thing about that question is it helps to give you perspective, right? And so in life, perspective is very important. Perspective is very important. You know, so I'll give you a classical example. Let's say, for instance, you're a working mom, right? And in a typical African setting, you're a working mom, and let's say mid-level exec, or and you go back home, and probably you have to make dinner for your family, but you had a hectic day. You know, someone would say, oh, I'm back home again, I'm tired, these people, da 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 da, and just complain, and da 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 da, yeah, and just complain. And like, oh my god, I'm tired, wouldn't they have done this, can't they, you know, they have to wait for me, da 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 da. I just complain, right? That's one person. But another person gets to say, wow, it was a good day, stressful, but I'm grateful for today. You know, I get to make dinner for my family. I get to enjoy dinner with my family. Do you see perspective? So asking yourself, what am I grateful for? Or who am I grateful for? Helps you get perspective. The next question is, what is important to me right now? What is important to me right now? You see, the part of what am I grateful for and who am I grateful for is, I would like to, because I had gone past it, but I'd like to zero in on something. Probably as a business person, or as an entrepreneur, or as a professional, you know, you're having so much to deal with, and it feels like it's a heavy weight or load on you, right? You can actually get perspective to say, okay, this is, you know, so much that I have to do. But this also points to the fact that for these people to kind of entrust me with this, it means that there's something about me that they've seen, or possibly, you know, I have what it takes to take this on. As a business person, you're having challenges, it means that, okay, you're getting to discover a certain part of yourself that you never knew. And so probably you're having issues with certain maybe operational things in your business. As a startup person, it just points out that, okay, who do I need to talk to? What way can I go around the situation right now? It's just about giving yourself perspective. Yeah? So like I said, asking the question of who or what am I grateful for gives you perspective. Then, what is important to me right now? You know, the important thing about this question is the fact that it helps you effectively prioritize and focus. So I learned something new yesterday about procrastination. So I was at this very important, very amazing conference about finances. And we were taught that, you know, procrastination is not so much a bad thing, but it's the fact that you procrastinate on the things that will make your life better. That's what's bad. Because in another sense, when you procrastinate, it's like delayed gratification, but in a different light. Because you're saying, I wouldn't do this yet, I'll do it later. So the instructor during that, you know, workshop said to us that, you know, procrastination, you can just tweak it. The problem with that is it's actually not a problem. It's a time management thing. So it's that you prioritize, right? What needs to be done, you do it. The things that are not important to you, that's the one you procrastinate. Say, for instance, you have a 27-page thesis to write, right? And let's just say, I really don't want too many series on this list, but let's just say your favorite episode is that day. And let's say for you know, you probably have like 2 weeks to still do that 27-page thesis, you know, including the referencing. But you're telling yourself, you know, let me reward myself. You know, take this time out, this 2-3 hours, and just, you know, enjoy this favorite episode. Beloved, that 2-3 hours would go a long way in your writing of your dissertation or your thesis or doing your assignment. That's like if you're in the academic space, or if you have a deliverable, it will help you in research as a professional. Even as a business person, it will help you. You could spend that time doing something that would move your life forward. The movie will always be there because you can always go back after the episode has been released. Even if it's 6 months, you can always go back. So that's so you can procrastinate on that movie, but choose to work on your thesis, your dissertation, or research instead, because that would, you know, it's more in alignment with the vision or the goal you have for yourself, right? So it's like, what's important to me right now? So what's important in this case scenario is your dissertation or your thesis or that research or, you know, that analysis you need to do, that homework, you know, that's what's important. You know, having a conversation with your wife rather than sticking yourself to your FIFA, in fact, your PS5 game pod. Procrastinate that and spend time with your loved ones. So, procrastination is not bad, it's just that you are spending time in something else that is not important. But okay, you know, as I suppose said, not everything is that is sinful is lawful. You understand? Not everything that is carnal is sinful. Not everything that is carnal is sinful. Food is carnal, but it's not sinful. You have to eat to have energy to do what you need to do. But too much of it is an issue, right? I know this may sound like it's out of the context, but this is it. Procrastination is just a time management thing. And so in time management, it's urgent, it's important, you know, the different parts to it. Prioritize. And you prioritize by asking yourself, what is important to me right now? And focus. Helps you create focus. So another very good question I think might be helpful is, how can I achieve my 1-year goal in 6 months? You know, this helps you to become a very good steward of your time. I like the word steward. I wanted to say manager of your time, but somehow people don't like the word manager. So I say steward. It sounds more soothing. So by asking yourself, how can I make my 1-year goal, achieve my 1-year goal in 6 months, it helps you become a better steward. And ask yourself, who would suffer if I don't achieve my goal? Whoosh! This question will inject the sense of urgency into you and helps you focus and live life more intentionally. So, I wouldn't want to, you know, highlight more on those other questions, but I feel what I've shared, I don't want this episode to be too long. It's already over the time I had set out, you know, do it for. So I'll stop here at this point. But I hope you found this useful and resourceful today. I hope it has been useful to you. I hope so. And so today, I am giving a special gift out today. I'm giving a special gift out today. And what's a special gift? So today, you get to have access, not just for today, you know, but this is like a gift for me to you, right? One of my book is called Shattering Limiting Beliefs. And so you would get it on Seller. So it's just seller.co/7MAV. I'll say that again. Seller, seller.co/7MAV. So click on that link. You have access to my free ebook. And please don't just download it. Take it. Use it, because it's a guide that would help you shatter limiting beliefs that you have in certain areas. Yeah. I remember at the beginning of this episode, I had told you that with questions, you can, you know, create uncertainty around certain beliefs and dismantle its hold on you. So that's why I'm sharing that with you guys today. So thank you so much for staying from the beginning of this episode till now with me. I hope that you found this useful. And so please do feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Osaruge Amaya, OsaruGueAmaya, Osaruge Amaya. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to connecting with you. Do have a fantastic day. To the next episode, keep being hopeful, joyful, and stay inspired. Have a blessed day. I trust you had an amazing time listening to this week's episode of the podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at the Self Awareness Cheek. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to connecting with you.